Hi, this is PC Matthew. Our families need our prayers like never before, as they are the target of many evil forces today. Join me and my wife Sibby in seeking God in repentance in this season of Lent, as God wants us to be for Him while we pray and seek Him for our families.
Day 5. Praying as families for those facing exploitation within the body of Christ. In the Old Testament, various forms of exploitation plagued Israel, some of which became entrenched in their social structure, such as bribery and extortion. God repeatedly warned His people through prophets who vehemently condemned these practices. In Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 12, the prophet rebuked those who accepted bribes, exploited the poor, and engaged in unjust gain. Despite these warnings, the nation persisted in its wrongdoing, leading to God's judgment through the Babylonian conquest. Sadly, similar forms of exploitation persist today among those who profess to follow Christ, even within Christian communities and leadership. Corruption has infiltrated the body of Christ, mirroring secular systems in states and nations with Christian majorities. It is disheartening to witness instances where church leadership positions are attained through bribery, akin to corrupt political practices during elections. Instead of influencing the world positively, we have adopted its unethical ways. The Lord is deeply saddened when His people exploit the vulnerable using their spiritual gifts and authority for personal gain. Some manipulate sacred gifting like prophecy and prayer, deceiving people and distorting their purpose to solicit offerings for their benefit. Tragically, many are drawn to these false teachings that cater to their desires rather than aligning with God's truth. Such actions done in the name of Jesus are far from His will. The Bible admonishes believers to discern spirits, seek divine wisdom, and guard against deception, as not all spiritual manifestations are from God. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. We must earnestly pray for forgiveness and deliverance from these exploitative practices within the body of Christ. The governance of church institutions should reflect the righteousness and purity of Christ. Let us pray fervently for the vulnerable, that they may not be lured by false spiritual leaders, but seek solace and guidance from God, who is the true source of comfort and deliverance. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You are deeply saddened when those called by Your name exploit others for their own gain. As the Good Shepherd, You guide us through Your Spirit. We pray for these leaders to repent and turn away from their wicked ways. May those who are vulnerable and in need recognize the deception of false teachers and turn to You, the true God, who provides answers to their problems. Grant us a spirit of repentance for our lack of trust in You and for turning away from Your word and promises. May God's name be glorified through Your church in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We thank you for joining us in this podcast. We would love for you to join through Zoom for a 30-minute prayer at 4:30 p.m. IST or 11 a.m. GMT with friends from all over the globe to intercede for the issues that we just now heard. If you need any prayer support, please write to Family Prayer, at uimfrti.org. I repeat, familyprayer at uimfrti.org. God bless you.